Good morning, everybody. On behalf of Dallas KTC Karmathik Sum Chuling, I would like to welcome all of you. I would like to also extend Sarva Mangalam for 2016, the new year. Today, I would like to talk a little bit about the significance and fundamental meaning of prayers and dedications. That particular subject, we're gonna talk about it. And learn about it and deal with about it. Thank you. Particularly, Buddhism talk about the prayers and talk about dedication. So there are two parts of dedication. And also prayers. So I think prayer is a pretty much international, universal word. Everybody know that say, can you do prayer for my so-and-so or for me that I have to see doctor or operation. Or just simply accident that you're not doing well and you need a prayer. And it's been a universal word, prayer. And particularly in the Buddhist, when you're sick, you need a prayer. When you are dying, you need a prayer. And also, when you're getting a new job, you need a prayer. Or looking for a good job. Or maybe even buying homes, things like that. Also, you need a prayer because sometimes your very valuable things you buy, realize you're buying wrong thing. More problem than more solution at all. So because of that, prayer is always needed. Prayer. I think Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism, Christianity, they all agree they pray. And we just really don't know what they're praying. But that's okay. As long as they pray. They are all praying. And only we just don't know what we pray. We know why we pray, but we don't know what we're getting. How about that? We don't know. What we're getting means result, fruition. The phal. In Hindi word, it's called phal. Or fruit. Fruta. Or fruit. Dibu. In Tibet. So I have to use some of these words since I speak few languages. I should use multi words that way. Some of the words that you don't know. That makes you pay attention. Oh, he's using new words. Never heard about that. Good. Anyway, so it's a universal prayer, and I want to talk about the prayer. The word root text back to sutra says, making connection, making connection with the ultimate, your God. Ultimate God means ultimately what you really have in your mind in terms of God or Buddha. That particular one I'm talking about here. So how strong are you connected with that? And how strong you able to make connection with them? Very personal, because it's not a whole family thing. It's not whole group thing. It's a personal thing, because it's based on a personal understanding and personal prayer. Personal prayer. Personal prayer when you pray. Power of universe, power of a law of natural, nature's law of nature's, and then power of your dedication, your prayer. It's very important that individually able to make that type of connection. We know many living beings have some interact and some understanding, some experience with their ultimate Buddha, their ultimate God, ultimate Buddha. Or you can say their experience with their spirituality or religion belief paired up, because they have some experiences and you're no longer too skeptical, no longer you're disconnected. That particular connection that I'm talking about here has a lot to do with personal practice, personal understanding, and personal connection. Who you connect with? The God, the Buddha, the powerful, or anything. I know many of you, sometimes your real connection is stress, problems, rather than anything else. It's not occurred to you. Anything else seems like they are somewhere there, but really don't know where they are. They are everywhere, but you can't really find them. You can find them, but they're not really magnetized. They're not very strong. They're not very obvious. That's the word, obvious. They're not very obvious. The message today for you from Lama is, if you believe, if you some reason believe you're a spiritual person, a religious person, follower of spiritual, then you must have to have some connection. And if you do not have any connections, then that's something homework for you during 2016. That will be your homework. Work on that. So, Gongcho Jobe Nijor Jek means the Buddhist and Bodhisattva, the power of Buddhist and Bodhisattva is available for all living beings. But the all living beings are not really able to benefit the power of Buddha Dhamma, simply not connecting. There is a disconnection. Of course, ultimately we are connected. But the relatively speaking, in samsara, kunjup, relative truth, relative realm, relative world that we're in, we're not connected. Those who are not connected, they don't feel confidence. They don't feel confidence with their God, their Buddha. It's simply lack of connection. Lack of connection. Need to be connected. I think that goes with the relationship with the boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. When you're connected to each other, no matter how your husband, wife, how problem, how bad things he or she has, you can still survive and stick together because you are very connected. When the connection is not so good, when the connection is not there, then what happened is even long-time married with husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend, you begin to disconnect it, but only the connection you have is not so much you like to talk in front of people. In other words, not so healthy connection. Very unhealthy connection, and that's something you don't want to talk. I understand that totally. So there is a lot of levels of connection. So buying house, location, the buying Buddha Dharma, connection. Go side by side, although they are parallel. And I mean, say they are kind of parallel as far as the connection is concerned. Tamjin tudang kanje je ridul doi ba tsang jor jeng. In order to fulfill desire, attachment of all living beings, all living beings has a lot to do with your connection. Your connection to all living beings. What kind of connection do you have? You have wishy-washy connection, or you have no idea what we're talking about? Connection does not mean physically you have to be sleep next to each other. Many times you don't want to sleep next to because there's no room for you. It's a different bed or different location, whatever. So, when I say connection means mental connection, and particularly spiritual has a lot to do with the mental connection. Spiritual connection has a lot to do with the mental connection. Mental connection means a mind to mind. You know what we're talking about. Mind to mind connection is more important. Simply, mind controls. Or rule, mind rule, mind controls your physical body and the words that we express when we communicate each other. The word we communicate each other, it came from basically from your confused state of mind. If your mind is not Buddha mind, then you have some mix some good, some bad things. We're not saying totally bad, because the Buddha said everybody has potential to be good if they choose to be good. Everybody has potential to be bad if they choose to be bad. And I believe that. We can turn right or we can turn round, or turn left or turn right. We have choice. We can come inside the room or we can stay outside. Totally everybody have choice. Nobody is controlling anybody. We know that. Based on that, what Buddha say, that you have potential to be perfect, you have potential to be not so perfect at all. So you choose. How you choose? Go back to your mind. Mental activities. How you involve with activities has a lot to do with your mind. So mind connection, mental connection, the spiritual connection, it's also part of mental connection. Mental connection, how you connect with the rest of the world, how you connect with everybody else right here, that room full of people, how you connect with each other right now, your mind, how you feel, how you connect to each other. We are individual in one way. In another way, we are one. When we say we are one, ultimately we are one. When we say individual, relatively we are very individual, personal, individuals. It's like so many drops of water. Until it's all put into one bucket, then it's one. But until then, so many drops of water. Rain falls, it's not pouring, it's a drop, 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 and too many drops of water, raining. And when they meet in the ocean, it becomes one big, gigantic water. So, same analysis with the mind. We are one in the ultimate sense. We are too many in a relative sense. We are individual, very individual. But talking about individuals, connection. The bigger connection means your prayer is more powerful. We are talking about prayer. The more connection you have, the more benefit that you experience. The less connection you have, the less powerful your prayers are. So that is the reason the sentient beings usually saying that monks, nuns, and special practitioners, and highly developed teachers, and they say, please pray for me. Pray, please pray, because I need your prayer. So you go always ask those prayers, because they know the more advanced practitioners might have a more advantage to doing prayers for everything. So prayer, prayer, prayer. So that's a part of the highlight of the prayer. So moments of meditation here. How often you pray, and when you pray, how connected your prayer with the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. How connected with your prayer with all helpless sentient beings, including your near and dear ones. When we're talking about near and dear one, it's bound with attachment. It's bound with attachment. Attachment says, these are the people I want to pray, but the rest, I just let them outside there. Because I can't afford it. It's too much. And if you have to embrace with all living beings, it will be too much for your mind, because you feel your mind is not strong enough to embrace that. But in a Buddha Sutra says, the more you practice with more numbers, the bigger your mind is. And your mind becomes bigger and bigger, as far as the Buddhist texts are saying that between space and earth, water, all around, your mind can be even bigger than that. In fact, your mind can be stretched, means making bigger many, many universe and galaxy concept idea came from, because your mind can stretch that far. In other words, Buddha say, by the way, you are not little mind, you have big mind, because your mind has no boundary. So your mind has no boundary. I want you to remember. If you know that, you will be bigger mind, a bigger heart, and a bigger person. Not physically, I'm talking about. But the mentally, you're a big person, no fear, no everything so comfortable with the world around us, because you have realized your bigger mind. So let's meditate. Dedication, or we say prayers. So I want to talk about a little bit of dedication here. One of the dedication, sign of dedication, or the dedication is, it's a beautiful one Buddhist texts talk about. If you have a plate full of rice, if you cook them, eat them, it will be one meal. But if the plate full of rice, you save them, and then you toss them in the land and try to grow more rice, and I guess a fertilizer, with the fertilizer and the field, you will palm or somewhere grow them, the plate full of rice will have maybe 10 or 20 bags of rice. 10 or 20 bags, bag means, 30, 40 pounds each bag. That kind of rice, That kind of rice, you can feed hundreds of thousands of people. But the regional, it was a plate full of rice. So a plate full of rice is, and that story go well with your dedication prayers. How important the dedication of merit it's all about is, every time when you do good things, you dedicate that to your spiritual idea, spiritual God or spiritual Buddha, Dharma. Of course, we are Buddhist here, so I have to talk about Buddhist biasly because I don't know the other well. So Buddhists, they dedicate to Buddha Dharma. And Buddha Dharma may not need rice. But the reason we dedicate to Buddha Dharma, hoping and praying that Buddha Dharma, by doing offering, making offering, connecting with the Buddha Dharma, makes available to all sentient beings to benefit your dedication. You're dedicating to the all sentient beings' well-being through Buddha Dharma Sangha, in a way. So it will be more magnetized and more powerful way to do it. So that's the merit. Talking about the what we earn 1 year, $1 million to less than $5,000-$10,000 1 year. I hope I don't have anybody earns that much money, that little money. But anyway, between $10,000 to $1 million that anybody making each year with your body, speech, mind, engaging in work, job related. Out of that, out of whatever you earn throughout 12 months a year, when you share little bit money to needed ones, those who need it ones, that will be dedication. And that will be generous to practice, and it's a dedication because you dedicate them. And then Kunchun Chebe means whatever you do for the religious purpose and particularly benefit of many beings, including like a membership thing. That fraction of that money, that fraction of the dollars that you're spending is a sign of dedication to the Buddha Dharma Sangha in order to help all living beings. So you can have 5%, 1%, 10%, whatever amount of your income, 12 months a year, you doing that, that become an offering to the Buddha Dharma Sangha in order to help all living beings. Membership. So therefore, I recommend that you do spiritual things and spend your material more and more to spiritual things, because that will be more benefit for you, including needed, homeless, all the poverties that you can help them. If you win a lottery, if you become rich, intention is you help those who need it. And right on neck of our word, not I'm talking about America. Neck of our wood means planet Earth. Wherever we need to be shortage of food or water, we really need to share. And that will be the sign of dedicating of merit, dedication of your merit, and that will be ultimate dedication. So I strongly recommend that all of you. Then if you can't do any of those, be a good member here. That's just a side talk. That's just side talk. So now I have a very famous Lama D. Dorje wrote something here. And see, I can read what I wrote myself. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Repeat after me. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. One more. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Everybody, one more. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. So if you do, if you know nothing about the Buddhism, but you like a Buddhist approach, Buddhist idea, Buddhist teaching, then you do those repeat three times, and then meditate, and look directly to the Buddha in your mind, see you can make connection. If you ever to make connection, then you are fortunate one, you are lucky one, you are fortunate one, because the majority problems that you are experiencing will be reduced. Simply, when you encounter with the problems, you meditate, look at the Buddha, and put your problem in front of him, and meditate, see what he does. This is the Lama D. Dorje talking. Having spent my entire life, I'm not bragging, but I believe pretty much that entire my life is nothing but the Buddha Dhamma. And that is something more important than anything else, including my life. My life will not be worth anything if there is no Buddha Dhamma. So that kind of dedication, that is my ultimate dedication. That will be my ultimate dedication. So you learn from me what you can do, and you do what you can. Having spent my entire life listening, contemplating, and meditating upon Dharma, whenever, whatever merit I have accumulated, I dedicate it to the enlightenment of all beings. This is the ultimate dedication. I want all living beings walk side by side with me and talk side by side with me. No one left behind. And I want to go with them, not before them, not after them, but together. Without exception, I had many people give me a lot of gray hair, wrinkles, but just because they've done that does not mean they are not my friend. They are still my friend. I want them to come with me. That means no exception means I'm an absence of enemy. I do not have enemy. My worst enemy is the notion of enemy. It's my enemy. Other than that, I do not have enemy. Even somebody tried to kill me, hurt me, he just confused. He doesn't really mean. I dedicate to the enlightenment of all beings without exception. May they attain omniscience. May they all realize. May they all wake up. If I'm asking too much, may they all wake up as much as I think I wake up. Or whatever level I wake up, I want you to experience what I experience. Am I asking too much? Or am I asking minimum? Since beginningless time, negative karma has been the obstacle of liberation. So the negative karma, we need to purify them. We need to let it go. We need to change. Again, you can do it if you connect with the Buddha Dhamma. Again, strength of connection, connection, connection. It depends on your connection here. And it says, negative karma has been the obstacle of liberation. Fear is enemy of freedom. We are bound by fears. What about tomorrow I lose job? What about the day after tomorrow I have only one leg and no walking? What about the day 1 week later I can't even see anything? I can't hear anything. Have you ever occurred to you this? That's exactly what I'm talking about here. If you never occurred to you, you are one of lucky person still exist. So, the fear of storming waves of the birth, old age, sickness, and death. Of course, the storming of birth, the birth, you don't remember what you went through because it's been for a while. Mothers might have some little bit clue. Because according to one of the Buddhist texts, indicates that when you deliver a child, you go in terms of life and death. The door of intents, the door of the boundary, one leg you put on the other side, one leg you put on the inside, one leg you put on the outside. In other words, for short period of time, you could be either way. What are we talking about here? You could be life, you could be dead. That close. When one time when you deliver a child. So mothers have a little bit of clue compared with those fathers. Those fathers, you know, they have no clue. See, I can say that because I'm a father. I'm a father of countless sentient beings and many lifetimes. Therefore, I can widely open my mouth. I can say that I'm a father. I didn't say I'm a good father. I just say I'm father. If I say I'm a good father, then you have to investigate to see if it's a good father or not. You might find surprise that he wasn't a good father. Okay, now it says a fear of storming waves of birth, old age. If you're concerned about old age, it's time to make connection with the Buddha Dhamma. Connection, connection, connection. Through prayers and dedication of your life. Sickness. If you worry about sickness, or if you're struggling with the sickness, you need to make connection with the Buddha Dhamma Sangha and through prayers and through dedication of your merit, entire your body, speech, mind. And then the last but not least is death. Death and birth are one package. And we accept it together, but we forget that. We only accept the birth, but not the death. That is not we accept it. When it comes to you, your turn, your particular time, then you say, it's not fair. I'm not ready to go. It's not fair. So if you have that kind of dilemma, concerns. You need to connect, you need to make connection with the Buddha Dharma through prayers and through dedicating your merit to all sentient beings. Dedication is mentally you're dedicating all things you don't own, but as long as you are using it, you sort of own it. Looking at this beautiful shine room, outside sunny, beautiful trees, beautiful downtown, beautiful earth, beautiful water, beautiful flowers, everything, you don't really own, but sort of you own. Why you own? You enjoy every day. So you dedicate that. And that's something done with the mentally. And mentally, spiritual is connected with the mentally. So therefore they go together well. That does not mean that tangible things that you cannot dedicate. Tangible things is a material. The clothes for those who are cold and freezing. The food for those who are hunger, thirsty. And money for those who are shortage of dinero, the dollars. And making offerings for the small. We want to build a beautiful temple here. You can donate $1 million, $2 million, or a few hundred thousands. We are welcome. And then no pennies will be wasted. You will see every time when you come here where we put that money. So I invite you to help to build the beautiful temple, shrine room here, so we can really enjoy for generation to generation, generation to generation, even you gone and you reincarnate again and come back to that shrine room. It will be here. Because we're dedicating to the bigger Sangha. The Sanghas that we never met yet. The members we never met yet for future generation. We're dedicating that. So I invite you. And I put you in a leader so to make sure everything go in the right direction. So let me know. That's aside from the dedication prayer here. But that is a dedication. Because if we put $1 million on this property, few $1 million, that is ours. Group. We did it. We created, we dedicated for Buddha Dhamma Sangha to benefit all living beings and a future generation. So it is a relevant. It's okay to talk about that. It's not 100% out of the subject here. The chain of peer. Keep beings, the chain of fear keep beings imprisoned and a cycle of suffering. If you are one of them, your life is always concerned about old age sickness and death and negative. I want you to free from imprisonment by connecting with the Buddha Dharma, prayer and dedication. I want you to free yourself out of that imprisonment. By the power of these dedication, may I free all beings from their bondage in samsara. When you dedicate, don't dedicate only for your own benefit. Make sure all sentient beings, all your near and dear ones included. Because if you are more included, everybody, the merit is bigger. The scope of practice is bigger. And bigger is better, except the problem. Just as the Bodhisattva Manjushri become dedicated, and likewise, Samanda Bhadra accomplished the same. So in a traditional text called Samanda Bhadra, Kundasambo, where they dedicated, they become Buddha. We are saying, how you dedicate it, we want to do the same way. How you dedicate it. In case our dedication is not straight, more a little bit crooked, so we say, I'll take you as example. So too, by following their examples, may I attain omniscience. Problem is that the world that we in, it's called samsara. In the samsara, seems everybody confused. In the samsara, everybody creating more problems, not knowing right from wrong, wrong from right. Under circumstances, we don't have a lot of opportunity creating good things, only creating bad things, because everybody creating bad things, and they are all professional. The reason they look professional is that they've done that many times. So it become very easy to do that, such as fighting. Fighting somebody, saying wrong word is natural. Saying good word, making somebody happy and comfortable, it takes a little skill. It takes some skill and dedication. So it's harder for us to do, say good things. If you're with me. The practitioner like, so it says, may I attain omniscience. Those practitioners like myself and all others who come in contact with this book, see again, I have to be businessman. So here, this book is available and you can read that. So then you know exactly what I'm talking about. And may I dedicate this book to the benefit of all readers, that this book be the seed. After come to contact with this book, with your hand and your mind, I put energy in this book that planting seed and deep down in your heart, and in many lifetime it might take, but the seed will grow someday. The cause of their success on the journey towards the ultimate goal by planting the seeds of virtuous action gathered from the three times, past, present, and future, may this book be the cause of fruition of enlightenment. So, if we are all experiencing and be able to connect with the Buddha Dhamma very strongly, then each one of us will benefit countless beings. That will be inconceivable, infinity benefit. Immeasurable benefit, that's the word. Immeasurable benefits. I dedicate this writing to all beings equally without exception. May all who read these words be perfected by the accumulation of wisdom and merit. Reading this book, I dedicate in a prayer, your wisdom and merit grow. Your wisdom is knowing, your smart, intelligent. Your merit is all things you need to do. Things like by means, material resources, the place to live, and food to eat, and not just food to eat, but when you do eat, super duper taste, very special taste. So far, most people say the chocolate is good taste, but I want every single bite, any food you eat, that kind of taste. And that's kind of prayer that I invested in this book for you. May all who read these words be perfected by the accumulation of wisdom and merit. May enlightenment be achieved. In other words, free from attachment, free from anger, free from confusion. May all be free from that. That is my dedication. So let's say, Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Again, Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Thank you very much. And this book is available in the KDC office and also John Dutton. I call him a doctor. Dr. John Dutton. John Dutton and Derek and some of the people will know. If you need to get this book, you can also come to see me. I will sign it for you because you have merit to get the book. I have time to sign for you the book. Thank you, everybody. Now we're going to meditate a few minutes. See, we remember anything that you learned this morning. Are there any important that you learned? Let's contemplate and meditate. So, thank you everybody again participating in Sunday morning Dharma talk. I would like to also mention there is a few people still coming in. I will also like to mention there are few new faces I see. Sometimes my memory is not reliable, but there are few new faces here. So where it worked to part of this group is, I may say some words on that, few words. Where you become part of this Sangha, this group is, not that I'm saying you have to be part of this group. Don't misunderstand it. But in case that you are part of this group, a Sangha, where it works is, you come to Sundays, at least for a while, a few times. And if you like the program and you like the activity, you like the people, you like the speaker also. And if everything you like, then what you need to do is you become a part of the member. Once you become a member, you are supporting the Sangha just like anybody else. So you showing your appreciation because of part of the Sangha is you showing your appreciation, so you will become a member. But then as you are a member, you have a few other things you need to do. One of them is initiated refuge ceremony. That means you are officially initiated, become Buddhist. That means it comes with, you have to go close to the teacher, no matter how scary he look. You really have to come closer, says, I want to become, take a refuge and involve with the initiation for the ceremony, for refuge ceremony. Then Lama will also ask, maybe there was a few people want to do, so it's a group every few months, maybe four or five people. They grew, they initiated refuge ceremony. Normally, Lama will not ask you, now bring all your money to me. He probably asks you, be a good member, which is minimum local member, whatever it is, and then work on your practice and not only in a Buddhist shrine room, but also in your home, in your work, everywhere. And then that will be the beginning of the homework. And then on top of that, some meditation instructions, some chanting instructions. Depends on the different people have a different schedule, but also different people has a different faculties. Some are cannot really silent. Some are cannot be chanting. Some are cannot be sitting. Some are cannot be this. Let's go on and on. So depends on the individual needs. The Lama usually, sort of speaking, is what you need rather than what you want. If that makes sense. And that sometimes it's not very pleasant for you because they don't give you what you want. They give you what you need. It's like you like to eat a steak, but really they say you shouldn't eat steak, you just eat salad. And then you go look at the salad and steak. I like steak, but why are they giving me salad? Kind of like that. That happened. That happened with the instructors of Lama. If Lama care about you. See, that's other thing. You also need to know some of them, you are more close to study with the Lama than other. It's not Lama want you distance. It is how you approach the closeness with the Lama has a lot to do with your own approach, your own action, your own approach, how you walk, how you talk, how you do things has a lot to do with that. In order to Lama give you more advanced or more deeper or more harder homework, it depends on your relationship and how you connect with the teacher. If the teacher you connect very good, and then your understanding Dharma is a good connection, then give you more and more homework. I know I have students say, I want highest practice. I hear you, what you want, but I was my intent said, I don't even know you. Why I give you something that what you're asking? Because it may not be benefit at all. So I need to know you. Then I began to investigate what practice you do every day and how spiritual connection you are. When I find out you really need a totally different practice. And then when I give that, they're not so happy. And some people, one homework I give, they carry that and go away forever. And I don't see anymore. I don't know what happened. I can't keep up each person where they go. It's too many people around here. I meet with thousands of people a year, at least. And then how I can keep up there where they go? So you need to say, I took refuge. I came your teaching. You give me this homework. I did this and how I do. And will you test me what level now I need to do? What practice I should be doing? That's what you need to come up and talk to me. You need to say, Lama, you asked me do this and do this. I done that. Never escaped one day. I done this practice. Now what I should be doing? That's how you have to learn trust the teacher. Teacher have to trust you too. It's a two-way street. It's not one-way street. If you try to do one-way street, the two-way, it doesn't go well. You get ticket. And the cops are really not far from you. They give you a ticket right away. So it's two-way street, real two-way street. So therefore, trust has a lot to do with a connection. So I thought it's important that we are looking for members, new members. But we are not looking for crazy members. We're looking for good people. Good people. What's good people? Good people means the person who says follows behind the words. And he may be poor, he may be not so good looking, something. I don't care. I look at his Buddha nature. I say, we are same. I say, you're as good as me. Right there, I make them equal. Right there, I view you, me, same. So I say, as long as that kind of there, that your mental connection's there, I accept you. Whatever package you brought, that's fine with me. You're a good person. So that's how I view them. So we're looking for good people, means reliable. The word they say, they follow. And very often time, lots of talk, very un poquito, like chiquito, poquito, action. The action is so small, the words too big, and it just make everybody scared all of them. That's not what I want. I want action, not talk. I need action. Action will prove. So student says, I don't know, this person says, I want you to be my guru. Wow, why you say that? And says, oh, just want to guru, I want you to be my guru. Okay, I give you a hint. Study with me 12 years, no questions asked. And after 12 years, can you remind me about the guru disciple thing? And then we will discuss from there. And they're kind of quiet. And I'm okay with the quiet. Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Yeah. I'm available today if you need to talk to me, see me. Other than that, I look forward to see you near future Sundays. And thank you, everybody, coming. We had a great New Year members meeting. And those of you missed the members meeting, see, next year you don't miss, because members meeting is members spend a little time together and eat together, talk about what we went through, difficulties, or talk about what we accomplished throughout the year, and what we need to do, what we have done, those kind of things. And some of you miss, then if you miss, you probably have some good idea and contributions for the members' meeting. You are not there, so next time, try not to miss that, and keep up that list. It. I always say our schedule have to go around, except Mother Nature emergency call you. Then you, I don't expect anybody if it's emergency. I mean, including Lama, if he still have the same body you have, so he maybe have a different mentality or mindset of idea, but physically he is also human. He's breathing, and he also wear clothes. He's eating all kinds of food. So so therefore, we all face emergency. Otherwise, I look forward to see you, all of you, many retreats and many Sundays, and also members banquet meeting next year. And thank you, everybody. Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam. Sarva Mangalam.